Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. When the owner of the produce of Maaser Sheni is coming to redeem his produce, so there's an obligation midaraisa that he has to add 1/5. Because he's the owner, and when he's redeeming it onto money, he has to add 1/5, and this is 1/5 after the fact. So 4 parts Maaser Sheni, then he's going to add one other part, that at the end it will be 5 parts, 1/5 of the total at the end. But if someone is redeeming Maaser Sheni that does not belong to him, so then he does not have to add 1/5. So the Mishnah discusses these halachas. Baal HaBayis Aimer B'Sela. If there's 2 people that want to redeem this Maaser Sheni, the owner, the Baal HaBayis, and someone else. The Baal HaBayis says, B'Sela, I want to give a Sela to redeeming Maaser Sheni. The Acher Aimer B'Sela, and there's someone else that wants to redeem also a Sela's worth of Maaser Sheni. So Baal HaBayis Kaidim, the owner, gets to go first. He gets to go precede before anyone else. Mipneishu Maaser Chaimish, because since he's going to add a 5th, so he's going to end up adding more to the Maaser Sheni, so he gets to go first because it'll end up resulting in more Maaser Sheni. However, if the Baal HaBayis Aimer B'Sela, if the Baal HaBayis wants to redeem with 1 Sela's value, Acher Aimer B'Sela V'Isser, someone else wants to give a Sela, which is a large silver coin, V'Isser plus another small coin. Now, Isser, in addition to the Sela, is still less than the 1/5 that the Baal HaBayis is going to add. But still over here, as shall Sela V'Isser Kaidim, the other person who wants to give a Sela and an Isser, he gets to go first. Why? Mipnei Shu Maisif Al Karen. Because what he's giving, he's not giving an extra 5th. What he's going to be giving, he's going to be redeeming based on the actual value of the Maaser Sheni. Whereas the Baal HaBayis, he's going to have to add a 5th, but it's only potential. Because there are exceptions when he doesn't have to add a 5th. There's ways he can get out of it, loopholes in the halacha, which are discussed in the next Mishnah. And so over here, when there's a guaranteed added Isser, small coin, so we'll take the guaranteed small addition to the Maaser Sheni over the possible hypothetical 1/5 addition that the Baal HaBayis is going to add, even though it could be more. The Mishnah continues, HaPayda Maaser Sheni Shaloi, one is redeeming his own Maaser Sheni, Maaser Falav Chamishas, he has to add 1/5 of its value, Bein Shu Shaloi, whether it's the produce was always his, Ubein Shnasan Lai B'Matana, or whether the produce was given to him as a gift, and now he owns it, he has to take off 1/5 when he's redeeming it. This point of giving as a gift is a little controversial. We've spoken about this in the past, twice. It's discussed at length in the Rav, in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, that there's a machlekes if Maaser Sheni could be given as a gift to begin with. And we paskin that it cannot be given as a gift, like for a mayor who holds that it's belonging to Hashem, it's mamon gevaya, and we just have, the owner has permission to eat it, but he doesn't actually own it, and he can't give it as a gift. And so therefore, the Rav, who wants the Mishnah to go like this opinion, he understands this to mean that not Maaser Sheni given as a gift, but rather it was tevel, it was produce that Maaser has not been taken off yet, was given as a gift, and then the person took off the Maaser. But regardless, now that he owns it, at the time that he's taking off Maaser Sheni, he has to add 1/5. Mishnah Dalet, Marimin on Maaser Sheni. One is allowed to trick Maaser Sheni, and there are loopholes that he can use to get out of having to add 1/5 when he's taking off, when he's redeeming his Maaser Sheni produce. Kate said, how is this done? A person can say to his son or daughter that's a gadol, they're above bar and bas mitzvah, and he says to them, or to his Jewish eved or shivcha, slave or maidservant, and he tells them, take this money, and go redeem this Maaser Sheni. So he's either giving the money to them that they should use now what's their own money to redeem the Maaser Sheni, or he's giving the Maaser Sheni to them and he's allowing them to use his money to redeem his Maaser Sheni. But one way or the other, he's using them to do the service of redeeming the Maaser Sheni, that it should not be done by the owner, and thereby he will get out of having to add 1/5. And that works with these people, his children that are above bar and bas mitzvah, and his eved and shivcha ha'ivrim. But he cannot say this to his children, that sons and daughters that are below bar and bas mitzvah, ulaavdi l'shivchasei k'nanim, but his k'nanim, his non-Jewish slaves that he has, he can't have them do this harama, this trick, mipni shiyadin kiyadei, because their hand and their actions of taking the money and doing this redemption are just like his own hands. When they take the money, it's still considered in his possession. And taking the Maaser Sheni produce is still considered in his possession. Everything being done over here, the whole transaction is all done and is still in his possession, and he's still going to have to add a fifth. Only when the kids are above Bar Mas Mitzvah or Jewish slave and maidservants, then they have their own ability to acquire and own things, then they can do this loophole and redeem it without having to take off Maaser Sheni, without having to add one fifth to the Maaser Sheni.